There's no shortage of fiction and nonfiction books about the assassination of President Kennedy, but book critic John Leonard says Don DeLillo's new novel Libra is the only work of art.
Don DeLillo's subject has always been the disintegration of community and culture and language. In his first novel, Americana, he ran away from Madison Avenue in Greenwich Village. In End Zone, he used football as a metaphor for nuclear war. Great Jones Street was about rock music, urban decay, and nihilism. Ratner's Star exploited science fiction and the superstitions of physics and astronomy to depict a galaxy of time running out and space exploded. Players and Running Dog looked at and listened to terrorism on Wall Street and the American Southwest, the secret societies and liturgies of violence. In The Names, he went abroad to Athens, Ankara, and Beirut to find new kinds of death and, of course, the CIA. In White Noise, he took on the cognitive dissonance at the heart of the consumer culture, the euphemisms by which we lie to ourselves in dreams, the obsession with Hitler in our universities, which are indistinguishable from our shopping malls. In all these novels, witty as they were, and bleak and wise and full of nervous edge, it was as if DeLillo were merely getting himself in shape for the long-distance run of Libra. He will explain the assassination of John F. Kennedy, those 6.9 seconds of heat and light in Dallas on November 22, 1963. Like the CIA historian who is his surrogate, he looks at goat's heads and pajama tops, wiretaps and polygraphs, autopsies and tax returns, computer enhancements, dictabelt recordings, Jack Ruby's mother's dental chart, and FBI reports on dreams. He follows bullet trajectories, backwards to the lives that occupy the shadows, to men in small rooms in Miami and New Orleans. He examines, quote, theories that gleam like jade idols, and a strangeness that is almost holy, an aberration in the heartland of the real. DeLillo suggests a plot against Kennedy by renegade elements of the CIA that was intended to be a near miss, with a paper trail leading back to Castro. These men in small rooms with their own theology compounded as much of movies like The Seven Samurai and rubbish like astrology as of anti-communism, wanted to recover Cuba for their dreams like a lost emerald. Their plot succeeded almost by accident. They had invented Oswald, and suddenly there he was, in the speedwash laundromat in Dallas at midnight, reading The Outline of History by H.G. Wells. They wrote a novel, and it turned into history. It was black magic, the only kind that's left to us. Some of these men are familiar to us from the Warren Report, Oswald and Ruby, Ferry and Shaw. Others, like the rogue agents, the mafiosi, a couple of Russians, DeLillo has had to invent to people his parentheses. If he is a camera, and he is with a savage eye, he also composes out of gnarled speech stunning cantatas for the damned to sing. Libra is as choral as it is cinematic. If it borrows from Didion some of the paranoia and blank uneasiness of the shadow world, and from Bello some of the energetic contempt of gangsters for the social order, it's altogether original in its orchestration of faces and voices in their spin toward death. Libra, in proposing that our only religion is coincidence, is an epic of alienation, a cold, brilliant moon of a book.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Libra by Don DeLillo.